Good evening, and welcome to our program, Bible, Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth. It is sponsored by the Darren Luke Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, where Brother Lewis Parker IV is the minister. I'm Brother Lewis Parker Jr., and I am the host here of this program called Bible. And Bible can be an acronym. Basic instructions before leaving earth. Let us pray. Father God, we come humbly bowed before that throne of grace, thanking you once again for a wonderful day that you have granted unto us. And Father, we are so thankful of this day because there are many who did not see this day and that's over for them. But bless us. Bless the word of God. Bless all of the churches of Christ in the world, Father. Bless us, Father, as we continue to preach and teach the doctrine of Christ and do those things which are acceptable in your eyesight. Now, be with us, Father. We beg this prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In
Jesus'
name. We want our listeners to listen tonight especially good because the speakers, Brother Johnson, Brother Williams, and Brother Parker, the Philip, they will be saying things in regards to the subject that has been chosen for this evening. Let us be in the same mind. Let us be in the same mind. And I want you to look at a few things here. And you open your Bibles. If those of you that have your Bibles available, open them up.
Mm-hmm.
2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Lord have mercy. We are having some problems in this country now.
Amen.
Especially when we have endorsed our Supreme Court and government of this land, support and endorse same-sex marriages. That means that all hell is broke loose here in America. We're in deep trouble. Because those people that are going to follow what they said and do anything they want to do. But listen, Church of Christ preachers, we got to get back to the book. Many of us are not in the book anymore because we're making them feel good and taking up collection like the rest of these churches are trying to do. It's all about the monies and the honeys. Hey, let's get back to the basic instructions before leaving earth. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Paul teaches what God said to do. He said, I charge you, Paul said, I charge you that ye therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and in his kingdom, preach the word.
Amen.
Just preach that word. He said, be instant in season. Preach it instantly. When they don't, but when they like it, do it instantly. He said, out of season. Be instantly ready to preach the gospel when your members start saying they don't want to hear that.
Yes.
When you start bowing down to them, then they say, you are our minister. Why are you their minister? Because you do as they tell you to do, whether it's right or wrong, and you're taking them to hell. Lord have mercy.
Amen.
Preach the word in season, out of season. He said, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine.
Amen.
Rebuke them for that wrong.
Yes, sir.
Bless them by teaching and preaching to them, and then listen to them and encourage them, exhort them. He said, with all long suffering and doctrine. He said, why? For the time will come when you will not endure sound doctrine. And I want to say this evening. The time has come.
Amen.
That they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust, heap to themselves teachers having its ears. Gospel ministers that want to preach the right gospel cannot preach at certain churches. Listen, Church of Christ. We got some hell going on in some churches. They do
yes.
not want to hear the true gospel of Christ. Hey, I want you to hear this. We can condemn the world because we know that Christ did not die for all these different doctrines out here. Man made
Amen.
He died for his church. He said to Peter, he said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates
mm-hmm.
of hell shall not prevail against it. Listen, true gospel minister, you just keep preaching the gospel.
Yes.
Even the gates of hell will not break it down. Will not
mm-hmm.
win over the gospel. You stick with the gospel because the Holy Spirit is with the true believers of the Church of Christ. Listen.
Yes.
I don't want to go to hell. And all of you that don't want to go to hell, you keep living right. Now, those that are in the Church of Christ, doing all kind of wickedness, running preachers off and everything, I want to ask you this question. What in hell do you want?
Mm-hmm.
And you better get yourself out the way. Because some of us preachers don't care what you do, what you say, or whatever going to happen. Because we know that God commanded us to preach his doctrine. And when you get to the point where you preach his doctrine, you no longer hear. You belong to Satan and Satan only. This subject we have this evening is, listen, let us be in the same mind. Listen, the way that I have been speaking to, I want you to get in the same mind. Preach the doctrine, the unadulterated gospel of Christ. Stick with the book or you going to hell. Brother Johnson,
right.
And now from Warden, he'll introduce himself. And after Brother Johnson, Brother Williams will introduce himself. So we're just asking that you all stay on the line as we bring Brother Johnson to the front right now. Brother Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
My lesson here is tonight, stick with the book, but I'm going to call it, Now I Beseech You, Brethren. Isn't what he says
mm-hmm.
here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. He says, Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing.
Yes.
Amen.
The brethren today in a lot of congregations are not speaking the same thing. My Bible says, speak the same thing, and there be no division among you.
Amen.
But that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the
mm-hmm.
same judgment.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul was telling the church of Christ at the household of Corinth. He said, preach the same thing. See, we got to preach the same thing, do the same thing when it comes to God's word.
Amen.
But the men don't want to do it. Men want to argue and fight and fuss. I want to read another passage to you from Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27. He said, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ,
Amen.
That whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affair, that ye stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel.
Amen.
He said, with one mind, striving together The Church of Christ is not striding together like it used to.
Amen.
Back in the day, the brethren back there then called it what it was. They didn't care about how your feeling was or how you felt about it or whatever the situation was. It was called what it was, and that's what it said. God
Amen.
Expects us to preach the same thing, Brother Parker, Brother William, Brother Parker,
Amen.
Fourth. God is not nothing to play with. We
yes.
must do
Amen.
God's will if we're going to stand on his word. If you're not going to stand on God's word, then you might as well put it up. Because it's
Amen.
Not doing you no good just carrying it around and saying a few little scriptures and going on about your business. Give
Amen.
The people the truth, nothing but the truth, so help us God. Jesus prayed in John 17, beginning at verse 11. He prayed that we all be one. He also prayed in John chapter 17, verse 21 through 23. He prayed that we all be one.
Amen.
It's so sad that you got a lot of our brethren saying, well, I'm the Church of Christ here, and you're the Church of Christ here, trying to make it look like we are in the denominational field. But the Church
yeah.
of Christ, let me say
Amen.
This to the brethren, is not denomination. It is
Amen.
Just what Jesus called it, what the Apostle Paul pinned down by the Holy Spirit. The Church, the Churches of Christ, that E-S is in its locality. But we
yes,
are the Church of Christ. We are not nothing else but the Church of Christ. We can stand on it, and
amen.
We can prove it. In the
amen.
Book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 3, he said, contend for the faith. Brethren, we got to stand up and take
mm-hmm.
contend for the gospel
amen.
Of Jesus Christ. We can't lay
amen.
Back and say, oh, they, oh, that brother going to take care, that brother going to do this. Don't worry about what those brothers going to do. You worry about what you got to do to stand on God's word.
Amen.
I'm here to preach
yes.
the gospel. There's only one gospel. Jesus said in Mark the 16th chapter, beginning at verse 15 and 16, he said unto them, go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believe it and is baptized shall be saved. He that believe it not shall be damned.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming from the mind of Jesus Christ. He's telling us how to get in if we want to be saved. In Matthew, the 28th chapter, beginning at verse 18 through 20, he said, all power, not some, not a little bit, not two-thirds. He said, all
mm-hmm.
power, given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things, and lo, I am with you even until the end of the world. Jesus
Amen.
Said that. That applied in the first century. That applied in our day and time, if we're going by the book. You see,
Amen.
The Bible is our standard, and it's also our book of instructions. But we
Amen.
Got brethren don't want to go by the instruction. We got brethren don't want to go by, and we know the world don't want to go by it. We got, and let me warn you about this, brethren. Get ready for it. Them false teachers are building up, and they're coming
Amen.
Out.
Yes.
They're coming out of
Amen.
These closets, and they're coming out. I know you know Joel Osteen, but now
yes.
his brother, Paul
yes.
Osteen, the one that was a doctor, have left
Amen.
The medical profession and going to start, quote me, teaching, but he's not going to teach
Amen.
The truth. We already know he's going to teach the same thing his younger brother teaches.
Yes.
Because
Amen.
It's all about some M-O-N-E-Y. Nothing wrong
Amen.
With money, brethren. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against a preacher getting paid. But I'm
Amen.
A man that that's all he wants. When he wants to get a dollar in his pocket, and a dollar and a quarter, and think he's a millionaire. But let
yes.
me tell you something. If that's all you're preaching for, you'll never make it. Because money
Amen.
Came out of the kingdom of God. In Matthew 6:33, he says, seek ye first the
Amen.
Kingdom of God, and all his righteousness shall be added unto thee. You see, God wants to give you what you need. See, not just always what you want. Sometimes we pray for things and we don't get it because we don't need it.
Amen.
But God knows what you need before you ask him. You see, God needs know you need food. He know you need clothes. He know you need a shelter. He's going to apply that for you, according to Philippians 4 and verse 19. Wait on God.
Amen.
God is able. See,
amen.
One thing I learned about God, and the more I read his word, Brother William and Brother Parker, God
yes,
is
sir.
Faithful.
Yeah.
If
amen.
You read verse 9 and 1 Corinthians chapter 1, you'll read that say, God is faithful. He said about a man.
Mm-hmm.
He said about the apostles were faithful. He said, God is faithful. See, Paul let us know who the faithful was. If we walk in God's footsteps every day, Brother Parker, Brother William, we can't go wrong. You know what can go wrong
amen.
When we leave God? When we take our mind off of God, I mean completely off of God, don't stop serving him, stop worshiping him, stop praising him, stop giving him praises and thanks for the blessing that he gives us every day, then God is always standing at. And we definitely going to know why we standing at. See, God sees our future right now. He sees this radio program going ahead. All we got to do is our part. God part is covered. Huh?
Amen.
Amen. Well, God part is covered. You see,
amen.
God, when he puts you to give you a job to do, Brother Parker, he expects you to do it. I don't
amen.
Care if you're
yes.
sitting down or in a wheelchair or walking upright or doing whatever you got to do, God
amen.
Puts you to stay with him.
Yes.
You see, while we fail at, we don't think that God ain't with us sometimes. God is with his people. He
amen.
Will never, listen to me, brethren, he will never, never forsake his people. They got to leave
amen.
Him. Huh?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You see, sin what separates us from God. Huh?
Yes.
Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2. God has are not too short that he cannot save. His ears are not too heavy that he cannot hear. What separates you from your God is your iniquity, and iniquity is sin. God can save you if you give him a chance to work with you. But we don't want to do that. We want to tell God what to do and how to save us. We want to wait till we get a certain age and say, God, now you can save me now. I'm almost 100 years old. Now I'm ready to do what you want me to do. God can do while we're young, Brother William, while we can do a whole lot for him and we got a lot of energy. And we can do the thing that he wants us to do.
Amen.
The one thing God wants us to do, the very important thing is to preach the gospel and live for the gospel. You can't preach the gospel and then ain't living it. You got to live the gospel as well as preach it. When you tell me something, you got to be doing it. If you're not going to live it and preach it right, then don't come to me telling me how to do it. We got to stick with the book. I don't care where we go, how far God take us, if he take us around the world, stick with the book.
Amen.
I know that every gospel preacher that got the word of God and got the truth. Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse 31 and 32, Jesus said to them Jews that believed on him, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciple, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
John 14 and verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
I am.
No man can come unto the Father but by me. We got to learn who to serve. We are here to serve God and to worship God and to praise God and give God honor and glory. We are not here to praise men. My Bible tells me in Psalm 118, verses 6 through 9, put no trust in princes, put no trust in men.
Amen.
And Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 7 and 8, He said, put no trust in man, nor put trust in flesh. Don't put your trust in that. Put your trust in the word of God. God's word is right every day. Please believe me, brethren. It is a book that is full of instruction, Brother William, Brother Parker,
yes,
Brother Parker the Third, Brother Brown, and wherever Brother Robinson is, preach the word.
Yes.
Like Brother Parker said, preach the word, be in season, out of season, rebuke, exalt, with all long suffering and doctrine.
Yes.
For the time will come, and folks,
yes,
it's already here. Men are not listening to God. Paul was warning the Ephesian people in the Ephesian letter in Acts chapter 20 and verse 28 and following. He said, take heed therefore which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. Feed the church of God which he purchased with his own blood. After my departure, grievous wolves shall enter in, sparing not the flock, even men riding up amongst yourself doing it. We got brothers in the church of Christ are teaching things that do not apply to the Bible.
Amen.
You see, we got to preach the word, church of Christ.
Yes,
we got to give God the praises and the glory. You see, if we do it God's way, God wants to take us somewhere, Brother Parker, Brother William.
Yes.
God wants to take us higher than the highest. You know, God is willing. Now, listen to me, brethren. God is willing to give us the kingdom of heaven if we do what he tells us. He's willing to give it to us. We don't deserve it, but he's willing to give it to us. Luke, the 12th chapter, beginning at verse 29 through 32. When we do God's will and do it God's way, we can't go wrong.
Amen.
We can only go right. I look at myself daily, Brother Parker, and I try to match myself in God's word. I take a look in the mirror at me,
not
at you, not at Brother William, not at Brother Parker. I take a look at James Johnson. See if I'm walking right. See if I ain't walking right, then I'm in trouble with God. You see, I got to walk right to be able to hear you how to walk. You see, I got to look at the mirror. I got to look into the word. And the word will correct me, Brother Parker. If it don't correct me, I'm wrong. The word will correct me. You know why? Because when I open it, it's going to tell me what I done wrong. It's going to tell me what I done sinned against my God.
Amen.
When you sin against God, brother, you better repent on the spot. Don't wait until you get sleepy and go to bed. You don't know when you're going to leave this earth. You lot of time before you go to sleep tonight. Get out and get straight with God before you even lay down. You see, I learned that as the more I study God's word. I know the Bible is right, Brother William. I don't have to be told it's not right. I know it right for myself. You know it's right. The Bible going to teach you the truth. You know something about God? He going to teach you the truth.
Amen.
You can't re-show me a scripture in the Bible where God ever lied. So if God ain't never lied, then he got to tell the truth.
Amen.
And
God's word.
You see, God promised eternal life.
Amen.
In Hebrews chapter 6, and verse 10, he promised eternal life. Also, he said, be strong in the Lord. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, life is in Christ and nobody else. 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 through 13.
Yes.
John, the third chapter and verse 36. If you do not have Christ Jesus in your life, you do not have life. You are dead in your sins. You see, you might have lied to me, Brother Parker, Brother William, but you're dead in the eyes of God. The Bible tells me in Luke, the 20th chapter, and verse 38, he said he is the God of the living and not the God of the dead. Now we're talking about America here now. And men, talk about, he's my God. If you have not obeyed God, Brother Williams,
yes.
Brother Parker, or myself, or Brother Parker the fourth, let me tell you something real good. If you haven't obeyed God's will, he's not your God.
Amen.
He's not your God. And I'm saying that repeatedly.
Amen.
It's only those who have obeyed him, and he knows who that got his name.
Amen.
Yes.
And 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19, those that name the name of Christ, they belong to him. How do they name the name of Christ? They have been baptized into Jesus Christ. And Galatians 3:27 said, for as many of you been baptized into Jesus Christ, have put on Christ.
Amen.
The Bible says it. Not Jane Johnson. The Bible says we have to be baptized into Jesus Christ. We got to follow it all. But you know what? Men don't want to do it the way God say do it. Men say all you got to do is believe. They take John 3:16 out of context. They don't put all of it together. Now look how God said this. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not have everlasting life. He said, believe it. He didn't say believe. He said, believe it. You got a T-H on there. That's a continuation. How do you know, Brother Johnson? Just drop down to verse 36, and it almost repeats the same thing. Because they forgot to read John chapter 3, 1 through 5. Because Nicodemus was told to be born again. Now, how can you not see that? When God said you got to be born, and Jesus told Nicodemus what he had to do. And Nicodemus came to Jesus. Jesus didn't come to Nicodemus. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, and Jesus told this man what he had to do. And he did it. We got to do the same thing, Brother Parker. We got to do what Jesus say. You know, our biggest problem is we don't want to do what Jesus say. We want to do what we feel that Jesus said. But Jesus said in Matthew, the 7th chapter, beginning at verse 21 through 23, Jesus said, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say that I have prophesied, cast out devils, did many wonderful works. He's going to profess unto them, I never knew you. Workers of iniquity. Why, Lord? You didn't do what I told you. You didn't obey my will. You didn't do what I say. So I don't know you.
That's right.
And then Jesus said in another case, in Luke 6:46, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say?
You're
not going to do what he said. Don't call him your Lord, because he's not your Lord.
Amen.
You see, we got to know where to stand on the Bible at.
Amen.
And then Jesus said in another case, in Luke 24:47, he said, preach repentance in his name beginning at Jerusalem.
That's right.
Of the world. He said, preach repentance in his name. Whose name?
Amen.
Jesus Christ's name. Then we go to Acts chapter 2 and begin at verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is a promise unto you and to your children, which are far off, as the many the Lord God shall call. Then he said, save yourself from this untoward generation.
Amen.
Gladly, not madly, but gladly received this word and were baptized and added unto them about 3,000 souls and dropped down to verse 47 in that same passage. And the Bible tells me, praising God, having favor with all the people, and the Lord adds to the church daily as such should be saved. You see, a lot of folks don't read the Bible. They don't listen to God's word. The priesthood is suspended to them as if he were their God. The denomination is lost, and if they don't come out of that mess, they go into hell.
Amen.
And the one that left the Church of Christ and don't come back and repent, they go into hell.
Yes.
He is not playing with us, Brother Parker.
Yeah.
He's warning us. He's telling us. He said, now get it straight. I'm
Amen.
Not in the church. Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 23 through 25. It says, the husband is the head of the wife. Even Christ is the head of the church. And the Savior of the body. Not that your man can't save himself. How he going to save me? Huh? The Bible tells me how to be saved. And once I do God's will, I can be saved.
Amen.
I cannot be saved without Christ.
Amen.
I can only be saved through Christ and in Christ.
Amen.
There's only
yes.
one church in the Bible, Brother William.
Amen.
Just one.
Yes, sir.
When we go to Colossians chapter 1 and verse 18, he says he's the head of the church, that which is the body. Christ
right.
has
Amen.
One head and only one body. You got
That's
one
it.
Head and one body. Christ can have all these churches that men claim today, talking about all
no,
the churches
sir.
Belong to the Lord. You know what they're saying, Brother William and Brother Parker? They ain't saying all really what that really what they mean. You know what they're saying?
Yeah.
All these buildings belong to Christ. No, they don't. Because Christ ain't in no building business. He's in the church of Christ. The church of Christ is yourself. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse number 6. Also in 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 through 5. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 to 23. Also in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 through 22. The Bible is right. God has given us a right way to go. Do you ever ask yourself, this Brother Parker and Brother William, do you want to go to heaven?
Yeah,
all right, yes.
Do you want to go to
every
heaven
day.
Follow God? Huh?
Yes.
Amen.
Every day.
You won't follow God.
Amen.
Brother, I
be
want
faithful.
To close with this on my mind. Whatever you do, don't leave the Word of God.
Amen.
I don't give a care if it's mother, father, brothers and sisters, cousins and aunties and uncles, all your family go against you. Remember this.
Amen.
My Bible tells me in Matthew 10 and verse 22, he said, endure to the end and ye shall be saved.
Yes. Amen.
You got to endure some things. We got to learn to suffer,
Amen.
Brother William. We got
yes,
to endure God's way. You see, God
Amen.
Told us all our own self, get ready, but you're finna suffer now. If you don't want to suffer,
Amen.
You shouldn't have took on the
Arm yourselves. Amen.
Paul said in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12, if any man live godly in this present world shall suffer persecution.
Verse
4 and 16, if any man live as a Christian, going to suffer persecution. Now, why do you around that? The Word of God stands, brethren. It's not going to fool you, but it's going to school you, huh?
Yeah.
It's going to school you, Brother Parker. It ain't going to fool you, but the devil will fool you and then turn around and fool you again and make you think you're saved and you're still lost, huh?
Amen.
All right. Brother William, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes,
turn
sir.
It on to us.
Yeah, bro. Hey, come on, Doc.
The subject, let us have the same mind. Brethren, you know, everything that Brother Johnson has been talking about, we're in total agreement with what the Word is saying. Because here's the thing. In order for us to have the same mind, we have to mind the same things.
All right.
That's the problem. See, that's why we got a problem in religion today. We're not minding the same thing. We got to have the mind that Christ had. Christ came and he did his Father's will. We claim God as our Father. We're going to have to make up our minds to do God's will. We got to stop listening to other men. We got to stop listening to other folk, and we got to go by what the Bible says, the B-I-B-L-E. But see, you can't have the same mind or the same spirit unless you are willing to address the same truth. God's word is true. Everything a man says is not necessarily true unless he is repeating what God has said. We got brethren who are not repeating what God has said. We have some that say that elders are not pastors. But according to 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning at verse 1 and going through verse 3, Peter says, I speak unto you, brethren, who are elders, of which I myself am also an elder.
Amen.
He said, you got to feed the flock among you, which God has made you overseers. He said, the chief shepherd, when he come, he's going to reward you, and he's going to hold you responsible for what you do. You must do the office of eldership. You must serve it well. Listen, elders are shepherds. A shepherd is a pastor. A pastor is a feeder. He feeds the sheep. Elders are called pastors in Scripture, but you got brethren claiming that preachers, I'm talking about brethren in the Lord's church, claim that preachers, ministers are pastors, and elders are not pastors. But the Bible is right, and the brethren, the false brethren, are wrong. Paul said, you know, I had a lot of trouble, and I deal with a lot of trouble. He said, but you know, my worst trouble come from false brethren.
Amen.
False brethren can ruin us if we don't watch what God is saying and mark and watch our words. We got to say what the Bible says. Acts 20 and 28, the Apostle Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and this is the Holy Spirit speaking through Paul, he says to the elders, take heed. He says to the elders of the church at Ephesus, take heed to yourself and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Now, elders are commanded to pastor the church. But you got a brother or some brethren that's talking about, well, elders ain't pastors. Pastors are preachers. We're the one doing the teaching. The elder is to teach.
Amen.
The elder is capable of preaching and teaching. He is able to teach. That's a qualification. If he is not able to teach, he is not qualified by the Spirit to be an elder. See, the Holy Ghost makes elders, not men. God's word is plain. And for us to have the same mind, we've got to mind the same thing, and that is the word of God. The word of God must dwell in our hearts richly. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. We got to let the word of God dwell in our hearts. And the wisdom of God, we got to let that dwell in our hearts. We got to take it in. And if we take it in, then we can speak the same thing. We can mind the same things. We can believe the same things. We can follow the same thing. Paul was pleading with the brethren. We don't, you know, we don't have to go all over the Bible. We got a scripture right here. Brother Johnson started in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Paul said, I plead with you, I'm begging you, brother.
Amen.
Let us speak the same things. Let there be no division. Listen, the reason we're divided in the church over things is because we're not speaking the same things, we're not believing the same things, we're not walking by the same rule as we are instructed to do by the Word of God. That's plain and simple. We must get back to the Bible.
Yes.
We must get back to the book of the Lord, and we got to stay with it. We can't be giving all of this social gospel. We got brothers now, we're having social gospel. We want to make people feel good.
Yes.
Some of our brothers are getting the Joel Osteen effect. They just want to talk and make a nice speech and make fast speeches. They want everybody to feel good and be happy. And what we're supposed to do, we're supposed to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. What doctrine? Not the doctrine of the world, not the doctrine of happiness, the doctrine of Christ.
Amen.
It is the doctrine of eternal life and salvation. People don't need to be made to feel good. People need to know what God wants them to do so that they can feel good and obey His will and be saved. And we're trying to make people feel good. You know why? Because we're worried about whether we're going to get enough money on our check. We're worried about whether we're going to be paid enough. We're worried about whether the church is going to give us a raise next year. We're worried about whether we're going to be able to make enough money as a preacher that we can live. We're worried about the money and not worried about the soul salvation that God has entrusted us to bring, to teach, and to share with the sinners.
Amen.
We're worried about getting folk to be disciples who got a lot of money so we can get a good salary. We're not concerned about saving the souls of every man. But Jesus said in Mark 16, verse 15 and 16, go and preach the gospel of salvation to every man.
Yes.
That's every nation, every color, every creed, that's rich, that's poor, and everything in between.
Amen.
But we're not speaking the same thing, brethren, because we are not minding the same thing. Our mind must be centered on the Word of God. We must have the Word of Christ in our hearts. We must receive it, accept it. We must believe it and obey it. And as Brother Johnson mentioned in his dissertation, we got to live it. We got to live it. We're talking about enduring persecution. We're talking about being faithful to God. Brother Johnson mentioned it. God is faithful. The same 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful. Listen, God is not going to change. God is not going to stop being God. God is not going to go against His own word.
Amen.
God is faithful. He's not going to change. You know what the problem is? Man is changeable. We're changeable. When things are going good, we all happy and hallelujah. When things going bad, then we want to blame God. Well, God, why did you let this happen to me? God, why are you letting this go down? God, why? What are you going to do? God, when are you going to come through for me? We are concerned about ourselves and what we want and what we are desiring, and we're not really concerned about what God desires. Listen, the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ in Philippians chapter 2, Jesus Christ thought it not robbery. He didn't feel it was so important that he had to be honored and in the position of honor as God. He took upon himself the form of a servant. He wasn't too proud to humble himself and to bow down. We don't want to humble ourselves. We don't want to be humble. We don't want to do anything or sacrifice anything for Christ. But Christ gave everything he had for us. He gave his own life. He gave his perfect life. He had no sin. He bore our sin. He became sin for us. He who had no sin became sin for us. And God had to turn his face from him. He said, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God had to turn away from sin. God can't tolerate sin. Let me tell you something.
Amen.
Hypocrisy is sin. It's one of the most dangerous sins that we have in the church today. We have Christians who are hypocrites.
Yeah.
We have teachers who are hypocrites. We have preachers and ministers who are hypocrites. That's the worst sin in the world. Why? Because we are deceived and we are deceiving others.
Amen.
We are being deceived and we are deceiving others because we think we have eternal life.
Amen.
But we need to get back to the scriptures, just like Jesus said. You think that in the scriptures you have life, but you need to check them because you are not following the scriptures. What Jesus is talking about, he's not talking about going back and read them. He's talking about apply them to your life. That's what God is talking about. When he's talking about go back to the word, he's talking about go back and live the word. Stop talking about it and start doing it.
That's
what we have to do, gentlemen. That we will not have the same mind if we don't mind the same thing. And the Bible tells me in 2 John chapter 9, if we do not abide in the doctrine of Christ, we don't have God.
Amen.
And don't let nobody come to you with any other doctrine. If they come to you with anything other than the doctrine of Christ, you don't even wish them good luck. You starting to get away from you. You got to get away. We got to stop entertaining all these philosophies. Suppose God this and suppose God that. We got to stop accepting and rationalizing this relative gospel.
Amen.
You know, some people believe that truth is relative. You know, it's relative to your situation, your circumstance, the country you live in, the state you live in, the color of your skin, the economic status of your life. Truth is relative, depending on who you are. That is not truth of God. That's man's foolishness. That's man's philosophy. That's man's wisdom. Man's wisdom, it can't even come up to the ignorance of God. We got to start staying with the wisdom of God, gentlemen. That's what's going to save us. That's what's going to keep us. That's what's going to save the church. That's what's going to save souls. People don't want to hear about the one true church like they used to. That's too bad because that's what we have to preach, one true church. If it wasn't for the fact that there are 300 different religious denominations and faiths in the world, we wouldn't have to worry about the one true church. But we have to make the distinction because there are so many churches in the world, and we're falling. We listen to these folks talking about all these churches belong to Christ. It don't matter what church you're in as long as your heart is right. How can your heart be right when your doctrine is wrong? The doctrine that you believe is a matter of your heart's faith. Your faith is in your heart. The heart of the mind, not the blood pump.
Amen.
No need to patting ourselves on our chest, talking about my heart is right. That heart has nothing to do with obedience to salvation. It is the heart of the mind. How can your mind be right when your heart has believed lies?
Yes.
There's only one name. That's Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 4, verse number 12. There's only one church. That's the church of Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 through 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13 and 27. There's only one universal church, and that's the church of Christ. Christ is the only person in the Bible who declared that he would build a church.
Amen.
I talked to a gentleman today. He said, Jesus didn't build no church. I said, yes, Jesus built the church. He built a spiritual building. He didn't build no wood and no brick and no mortar. That's not the church. The church is not made of brick, wood, and mortar. The church is made up of souls of those who have received, believed and obeyed the gospel and are living in true faith and holiness.
Amen.
So you got to be faithful in the church. There's a lot of people in the church claiming that they got salvation, but they're not faithful. You are forfeiting your eternal life when you are unfaithful. Faithfulness is a requirement. God is faithful. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. Faithfulness is required of every servant of God. The Bible tells us plainly that it is required of every servant of God. So we got to be faithful. We got to be found faithful. When Jesus comes back to redeem the church from the earth, he's going to take back the faithful. We have to be faithful to God in everything that he has commanded us to do. As ministers of God, we must be steadfast and faithful in defending the truth. As Brother Johnson mentioned earlier, brethren, you might have to suffer. You may have to suffer some things to stand up for the truth. Everybody not going to like you. But I'll tell you what, if you're liked by everybody, you need to check yourself. There's something wrong. There are a lot of denominational preachers that I know and know personally. They don't like me. They don't all like me. Some like me a little, but they don't all like me. As a matter of fact, there are some that don't like me at all. Because I stand for the truth. And I will tell them to their face. I tell the Presbyterian preacher, your church is not the church that Christ built. I tell the Pentecostal preacher, your church is not the New Testament church that Christ built. The Church of Christ never celebrated the day of Pentecost. It was not a requirement for the Church of Christ. That was required under the Church of Moses. But that church is out of business. And you see, we got to stay on these. We got to talk these truths and stay on these principles, brother. And even sometimes we have to argue with our own brethren. It's unfortunate. We got to argue the truth with our own brethren. How can you deny what God has said? God said that elders are pastors. They must shepherd. That's their job. And you say an elder is not a pastor. An elder is not a preacher. You are saying what the Spirit didn't tell you to say. Because we're not thinking and we're not following the truth. We're not speaking the same things. Our mind, we don't have the same mind.
Amen.
We got to have the same mind, brethren. And all we got to do is we got to apply our mind, our heart, our thinking, our teaching, our understanding to the Word of God.
Yes, Lord.
And God is the Word, John 1 and 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The world was framed, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. The world was framed through, or was built, was spoken into existence by the Word of God. The Word of God is God.
Amen.
We got to have respect for God and his word. We can't have the same mind if we're not going to respect God's word for what it is, the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. It is the necessary truth in order for any of us to be saved. And if we don't give God's word and give God the proper honor and respect, brethren, we're going to fail. We're not going to make it ourselves, let alone those who hear us. Paul, instructing young Timothy by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says, Timothy, you must be an example of the believer.
Amen.
Don't let anybody despise you because you are young. You be an example of the believer. Every teacher, every minister, every preacher, every church leader, every ordained elder or deacon, we must be an example as a believer.
Amen.
We need to be an example of what? We got to be the example that Christ was. Christ is our example. If I want to know who I'm going to imitate for an example, Christ is the example.
Amen.
He is our example. He did no sin. There was no guile found in his mouth. He didn't even think an evil thought, a sinful thought. Didn't think a sinful thought. Listen, brother, we are not so good that we don't have nothing to work on. We are still growing and maturing in the spiritual man. Yeah?
Amen.
Too many of us are grown physically, but we haven't grown spiritually. We got to grow spiritually, brother.
Amen.
We are able to teach others, but it doesn't mean that we have arrived. Paul said,
amen,
I press for the mark of the prize of the high calling within Christ Jesus. He said, I haven't attained it yet. I'm still in this flesh. I'm still in this life. He said, but I'm pressing for it. Until you get there, you got to keep pressing forward.
Amen.
You got to have this mind. You got to have the mind that I must continue to press forward toward the mark of a prize, which is the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. That's eternal life.
Amen.
That's what we're looking for, brethren. That's what we're working for. That's what we're teaching people. And we have to do it in honesty. We have to do it in sincerity. We got to do it according to the truth. God is seeking worshipers today. He's seeking those who will devote themselves to him. As ministers and teachers of Christ, we have to have a devotion of life. We are to be devoted to sharing and teaching and living the truth. And only if our minds are focused on this will we be, or will we have, the same mind. That's the only way we got the same mind. We got to read the same thing, brethren. We got brothers in the church that are reading after denominational teachers. They're reading books written by Billy Graham and T.D. Jakes and Joel Osteen and his wife Victoria Osteen and all in, and Tony Evans and all these denominational preachers and Kurt Wilndauer and all that. Stop reading men's books and read God's word. That's how you got to learn to have the same mind in Christ. You got to read God's word and leave all these other fellows' books alone.
Amen.
I like the way the wise man put it. Solomon, bless his heart, when he died, God was angry with him because he had all that pagan worship that he was involved in. But Solomon said some things that were wise and that were true. And he said that, you know, of the writing of books, there's no end. All the time, you write books and write books and write books. Men write books. He said, it's all vanity. Let us hear the conclusion. Solomon said, I tried everything under the sun, and I found it to be no value. It's no good. I've done and tried everything man can try. He said, it's no good. He says, let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. We need to fear God and keep his commandments. This is the whole purpose that God has for man. People are always talking about, I got to find out what God wants me to do. God wants you to obey him, obey his commandments, be saved. God is not willing that any perish, but all come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. Jesus came so that we might all have the right to try. He didn't come to condemn us. We were already condemned. If you haven't obeyed Christ, you are already condemned. If you haven't come to Jesus, you are already condemned. If you haven't obeyed the gospel, been baptized according to the gospel of Christ for the removal of your sins, you are still and you are already condemned. Only thing God can do for man is to save man, but man must come to him in true faith and repentance and obey him. He's not going to do it just because he wants to. He's going to do it because you want to be saved. And the only way you're going to want to be saved, you got to demonstrate that through faith.
Yes.
We got to preach this gospel. It's simple, Brother Johnson. It's simple, Brother Parker, Brother Brown. It's a simple gospel. And see, what the problem is, some of us are getting tired of hearing it. It's so simple, we don't want to hear that no more. We want to hear something that's more dignified. We want to hear something that sounds more nice and smooth and good to us. We don't want to hear the gospel. Because, see, the gospel requires obedience. The gospel requires repentance. The gospel calls us to suffer. We got to suffer like Christ suffered. But if we suffer with him, we shall be glorified with him in the end.
Amen.
If you don't suffer with him, you're going to hell. Listen, brethren.
Yeah.
This subject, we can't exhaust it. We have to teach it and tell it and say it over and over again. Every pulpit, every Sunday,
amen,
we need to be reminding people that we must,
amen,
have our mind focused on Jesus,
amen,
Christ. Colossians, amen, chapter 3, verse 1. If we be risen with Christ, set our minds on things above and not on things of the earth. Listen, we got to be,
amen,
faithful and steadfast. We got to focus on heaven. You can't get to heaven, Brother Parker, unless you're focusing on heaven.
Yeah.
You can't get,
yeah,
to heaven haphazardly. You can't accidentally get to heaven, Brother Johnson. You got to be following Christ. You got to be focusing. You got to be paying attention to what you're doing.
Amen.
It's just like driving a car. You can't accidentally drive a car down the freeway. You better focus on what you're doing or you're going to kill yourself.
Yes.
And somebody else, too.
Amen.
Brethren, we're in a position where we can destroy ourselves and all of those who listen to us. We can kill,
amen,
ourselves and somebody else, too. We better be careful and watch.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
Watch and,
amen,
pray. God bless you, brethren. Brother Parker, I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah.
We've been turned up tonight with nothing but the word,
amen,
of God. Listen,
amen.
I want you to turn your Bible right quickly to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 10. We'll start at verse 10. You know, this is what we, all those that are true gospel ministers in the Church of Christ, we got a whole,
yeah,
lot of holistic stuff going on in some of our congregation. But we want to minister, we want to tell you, anoint yourself with this scripture. He said in verse 10, but thou shalt fully, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner,
yeah,
of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, verse 11, afflictions which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all, the Lord delivered me.
Yes.
Lord,
amen,
have mercy. I've been preaching 55 years. I remember,
yes,
those older preachers that are following their footsteps, how they preached the doctrine, were beaten and kicked out of churches, and their family kicked out of the furniture, put out on the road, and they had to find somebody to come get them and help them. Hooray! And now those churches that they converted got big, and now they have left the word of God because they got some guys who want more money and live nice, and hooray! All of this
shame
is going on. We've got to get back to the basic instructions. And you know, here's Timothy tells us. He said, all the persecution I endured, but out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Listen, I know myself and you, brother and brother Johnson, brother Wim, you know, there are some realistic times I've been through in the Church of Christ.
Amen.
But God has blessed me. He's always blessing us. We might think that we're being treated bad and all, but after that, God, through the Holy Ghost, stepped in and kept us. And we got to remember, as long as we do God's will, preach his doctrine, you're going to suffer, but Christ will deliver,
amen,
you. Verse 12, in all these things, when I live godly in Christ Jesus, shall suffer persecution. He said, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse deceiving and being deceived. We got some Hellenistic members in the Church of Christ who don't know the truth and don't care nothing about the truth.
Don't want it.
And you know something? We thought that years back, the older preachers thought that Masonicism that was coming to the Church of Christ could care less about the Church of Christ. It was all about the money.
Yeah.
Because they worship their own God. He said, but continue, verse 14, continue thou in all things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child, he was good to tell him, from a child.
Yes.
Every time I read this scripture, tears come to my eyes, because from a child that was me. I preached my first gospel sermon at 8 years old.
Praise the Lord.
In the Church of the Bible. And that to a child that has known the Holy Scriptures was able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
That's it.
I'm so happy. Having been known, I'm going through some trials and tribulations right now. But God, I am, is with me. Listen, ministers, Brother Johnson, Brother Williams, Brother Clark and Forth, and every minister that's a true gospel minister, remember, preach provocatively now. Why, Brother Clark? Why? Because the Holy Spirit is going to be moving, and folk are going to understand what we're saying. Notice this.
Yes.
It must be preached. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown in a fiery furnace, King Nebuchadnezzar and his eye, behold, I put three, but I see four, and one looks like the Son of God. Listen, miraculous things are going to happen right now. Because we're preaching the gospel in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Now, with the same of approval of it from our Supreme Court. We were one nation under God, but now we're one nation under hell. But we that are godly and God's preachers, we've got to preach this word, and the Holy Spirit is going to make some unbelievable things happen to this country. Because of the doctrine. Lord, help us. Brother Johnson, is Brother Parker Ford on? Brother Parker Ford on, Brother Brown?
Yes, yes, sir. Yeah.
Come on in, man. Come on, give us some
time. Yes, sir. I just want to take the time just to encourage all true gospel preachers just keep preaching that word.
Amen.
I'm so appreciative of Brother Parker Jr. and Brother Williams and Brother Johnson, who are men most capable of standing flat-footed and declaring the whole counsel of the living God. And we can't get away from that, y'all. You know, we got to listen to preaching the word of God in truth and sincerity, even when we don't like it.
Amen.
Just because somebody don't like it don't mean we can't stop preaching it. We got to keep on preaching it to a dying, perishing generation, because we do live in a world today where people don't want to hear the truth. We live in a world today where people want to create their own version of the truth.
Amen.
But God's truth never changes. As a matter of fact, Jesus said that thy word is truth. Sanctify them by thy word is truth. So somebody in the listening audience needs to know that anything inconsistent with the word of God cannot be true. If the word of God is truth, then anything that's not consistent with the word of God cannot be true. So that's why it's so important to preach the word of God in season and out of season. We keep preaching and teaching and telling people the full counsel of God, because in the end, that's who's going to save us, is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We're saved through Christ.
Yes,
so therefore, that's why you don't see us preaching nothing else but Christ and Christ crucified.
Amen.
That's what it's all about.
That's it.
And we preach it, we preach it because we love him and he loves us. But also we preach it because we love you.
Amen.
If we didn't love you, we wouldn't tell you the truth.
Amen.
So therefore we're going to continue to preach it because we're going to continue to love you. So we continue to preach to you the word of the living God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Brother Parker, if you will, give us a closing prayer, sir.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Brother Parker, Brother Williams, Brother Johnson, and Brother Brown for the minute to bring this program to
praise
me.
Let us pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we approach your throne of grace in Jesus'
name.
Give you thanks, Lord, for
Lord.
Jesus who suffered
thank
all
you,
that
Jesus.
He did, Lord. Thank
Amen.
You for the church
Amen.
That he purchased to be added.
Thank you,
Father. We pray that your message not fall on deaf ears, but that men and women all across the world will hear your message and come crying, what must I do to be saved? Thank you so much for your ministry, the men who stand boldly and declare your message. We thank you so much for Brother Parker Jr., Brother Williams, Brother Johnson. We thank you for Brother Brown, who's the administrator, Father.
Thank you,
bless
Jesus.
Bless them. We to bless them and all men serving across the world, Father, who are able and capable and willing to stand and declare your message, Father. We pray that
Amen.
You grant them strength, Father, and be with Christians worldwide, even and those who are suffering persecution, Father. Bless them, Lord. We just thank you so much for your word. We thank you for your preached word, and we thank you for the opportunity to declare your message. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Heavenly Father.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you, and good night to you, brethren.
Good night,
seeing you at the
God
next time, Lord willing.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.